So let's review. The Mishnah taught der hafloga, ein lem chelik loyim haba. The people who built the Migdal, the tower, will not receive a portion of the world to come, because the pasuk states, v'yivetz Hashem oisam misham al panei kol ha'aretz, u'misham mefitzim Hashem al panei kol ha'aretz. V'yivetz Hashem oisam be'olam hazeh, u'misham mefitzim Hashem lo'olam haba. The Gemara offers several reasons why they built the Migdal. Amri debeir b'shila, nivne Migdal v'nala l'rikia, v'nako isa b'kardumis k'deshi zuva meimav. They wanted to reach the sky and hit it with axes so that the rain would come down. Amri b'yimri bar laza, nechlu kula gimla kitas. There were three groups. Achas emes nala v'neshav shem. One group wanted to go up and settle in the sky. And their punishment was that hafitzim Hashem. They were scattered all over the world. V'achas emes nala v'navid avidis kachav. One group wanted to go up and worship Avodah Zarah, and their punishment was that Kisham Bala Hashem Svas Kol Ha'aretz. Hashem caused each one to forget his language so that one could not comprehend the other's intention to worship Avodah Zarah. V'achas emeres nala v'nasa melchama. One group wanted to go up and wage war, and their punishment was that nasu kaifim beruches v'sheidim alilin. They became monkeys and demons. They all wanted to go up and worship Avodah Zarah, because the pasuk here states Nasa lo neshem, and the pasuk of Avodah Zarah states V'shem elehim achem lo siskiru. Malahal navetz kechavim, afkan navetz kechavim. Rabbi Yochanan says Migdal shlish nisraf, the upper portion of the tower was burned. Shlish nivla, the lower portion of the tower sank in the ground. Shlish kayim, the middle portion of the tower remained. Rava ma'aver migdal meshakeach. The airspace of the tower causes forgetfulness because Hashem caused shikcha to the der haflaga. The Mishnah continues, Anshei Sedoim einlem chelik lo'olam haba. The people of Sedoim will not receive a portion in olam haba, because the pasuk states, Anshei Sedoim ram v'chatom l'Hashem ma'oid. Ram ba'olam hazeh v'chatom lo'olam haba. However, avol imdim bedin, the Anshei Sedoim will be resurrected and stand trial for their sins, while the der hamabul will not be put on trial. Rav Chaim disagrees and says, Elu ve'elu in imd bedin. Both Anshei Sedoim and the Der HaMabul will not stand trial, because the pasuk states, Al kein lo yikumu rishum ba'mishpat v'chatom ba'da sadikim. Al kein lo yikumu rishum ba'mishpat zeh Der HaMabul, v'chatom ba'da sadikim elu Anshei Sedoim. Rav Chaim responded that this pasuk is not a proof, because ein imd ba'da sadikim, avol imd ba'da rishayim. They will only not stand among the righteous noil maba, but they will stand among the wicked on trial. The Gemara proceeds to explain the pasuk Va'anshei Sedoim ra'am v'chatom l'Hashem ma'oid. Rabbi Yehuda says ra'am begufan. Anshei Sedoim committed adultery. V'chatom b'memayim, they were thieves. L'Hashem zubirchas Hashem, they blasphemed Hashem's name. Ma'oid shemiskavnim mechaitim, they intentionally committed these averus to anger Hashem. The Brisa mentions a different order. Ra'am b'memayim v'chatom begufan. L'Hashem zubirchas Hashem. Ma'oid zushvichas damim, they were murderers. Anshei Sedoim became arrogant and sinned because of the great abundance that Hashem bestowed upon them. They said, since our land produces bread and gold, we do not need guests to come and take from our money. Let's prevent all others from coming to our city. As the Gemara mentions later, the Anshei Sedoim initiated the following methods of torture. Havilahu periyasa dava magnu ala orchin. They had a designated bed for all guests. Ki marach, geizilei. Ki gutz, maschinlei. If the guest was tall, they cut off his feet so that he fit the bed. And if the guest was short, they stretched out his feet so that he fit the bed. Ki hava misramilu anya, yavulei kolchad v'chad dinra v'kasa v'shmei alau. V'riftulei hava mamtilei. If a poor person would come, they would give him a dinner coin with their names written on it, but they would not give him any food so that the person should die from starvation. After the poor person died, each person would take back the coin that he gave. There was a girl who gave bread to a poor person. The Anshei Sedoim smeared her with honey and put her on the city wall, and a swarm of bees came and consumed her alive. As the pasuk states, "V'yem Hashem zaka Sedoim ba'amori ki rabo al iske riva," because of the incident of the girl. Kolman demazmin gavra lebehilule l'shalach klima. If one invited a guest to his wedding meal, they would remove the host's clothing in public. The Gemara mentions several other wicked practices of the Anshei Sedoim. Hayinoisin einayim bebali momen u'meshivan oisei etzel kirinatoi. The Anshei Sedoim set their eyes on a rich person, and they would seat him near a leaning wall. Then, they would push the wall and kill him and take all his money. Or, they would give the rich person perfumes for safeguarding. which he would hide together with his money. Then during the night, the ashes then would follow the scent to the hiding place and steal all his money. One who owns an ox must care for all animals in the city for only one day, while the one who does not own an ox must care for the animals for 2 days. One who comes by boat pays only one zuz, while one who does not come by boat must pay 2 zuz. If a person had a pile of bricks, or if he put out garlic or onions to dry, the Anshis then would each take one brick, etc., until there was nothing left, and he would claim, "I took only one brick." There were 4 corrupt judges in Sodom named Shakroi, Vishakraroi, Zaifi, Umatzli Dina, who issued the following corrupt rulings. If a person hits someone else's pregnant wife and she miscarried, they ruled Yahavin Halei, Dina Abrin Haleich. The woman must remain with her attacker until she becomes pregnant again. If a person cut off the ear of someone else's donkey, the donkey must remain with the attacker until its ear grows back. If a person wounded someone else, the victim must pay his attacker for removing his blood. One who crosses the river by boat pays only 4 zuz, while one who swims across the river pays 8 zuz.